processors and exporters of UK packaging waste. My name is Yasmin McKeat. I'm one of the engagement officers within DEFRA's Circular Economy Directorate. Thank you for joining today's session. And before we make the start, I'll just go through a couple of housekeeping. If we can please ensure cameras are switched off and mics are on mute. There will be on-screen links in this presentation, which we will try and share in the Q&A function where possible, or include them in the follow-up comms afterwards. The Q&A function will be open for you to submit questions. There are allocated agenda times for our team of specialists to address questions raised. We will try to answer as many questions as possible in the time available. All questions will be answered and published in the Circular Economy newsletter. This session is being recorded. A recording of the session will be included in the Circular Economy newsletter. So, right, as you can see, today's agenda is very busy. We will make a start with an introduction to the summary log and waste recording, followed by a demonstration of the summary log, and then we will move on to waste reporting timelines on each service, followed by information for issuing PERNs, PERNs, raise and issue PERNs, and PERNs demonstration, and then we will move on to the onboarding to the new digital service, how to stay informed, and then a session on upcoming user research, and towards the end, we will cover some questions. So, without any further delay, I will pass the floor to my colleague, Lucy, from the Environment Agency.
Thanks, Jasmine. I think I'm going to talk over this bit. Hello, everyone. I'm just going to run through a couple of slides, giving you a brief overview on the summary logs. So, summary logs are now the core method for recording packaging waste activity and moving that information onto the digital service. If anyone familiar with MPWD, this replaces what is used to be known as waste recording. The 2024 regulations require a much richer data set, so we've created an Excel file which can be maintained, then uploaded, rather than the onerous manual entry onto the system. Ultimately, you will be required to maintain this log from the 1st of January 2026. And for registered only operators, you must upload and submit the log at least once every quarter in line with the regulatory reporting deadlines. For accredited operators, the summary log has a dual role. First, it's the data set used to calculate the waste balance, which determines the tonnages you'll be able to issue PRNs and PERNs against. Second, it feeds directly into the monthly reports that accredited operators are required to submit. So for accredited sites, the summary log isn't just a record, it's the foundation for both compliance and evidence issuing. You must also make sure these reports are verified by an approved person, which is a regulatory requirement. You can upload your summary log as often as you want. Frequent uploads will keep your packaging waste data up to date on the system. And as just mentioned, and what you can see from the current slide, are the minimum upload requirements you must meet to stay compliant. Worth noting that if you are accredited, you don't need to maintain both a registered and accredited log. And if you could just move on to the second slide, please, Yasmin. So for the first round of guidance for the summary logs has just been published and can be found on the gov.uk website. This covers summary log information page, summary log data definitions page, an example template for accredited reprocessor issuing on waste received. The summary log template for accredited exporters is still being finalised. We're making the last set of updates when the most recent round of user research. We will have this template published by the Friday, 21st November, and we'll be providing a demonstration of the current exporter version during this webinar so you can see how it will function in practice. Equal Experts, who are our supplier delivering the new digital solution, will do a walkthrough of an accredited reprocessor template and an exporter accreditation log shortly. Worth noting that these templates are examples only. Before then, I'm going to pass over to Lucy for the next slide.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My name's Lucy Duffy from Environment Agency. So this is a joint regulator webinar along with DEFRA, but for this particular slide, this is an Environment Agency only position.
Yeah.
Under the new regulations and the 2007 ones, we read regulations as allowing for PERNs or PRNs to be issued using an inputs-based model. So that's based on waste received or waste exported. Most reprocessors who were accredited under the 2007 regulations do issue an input, and there are some case-by-case exceptions who issue on an output-based model, but that really is the minority. In 2026, we will allow some operators to continue to issue on outputs. We sent an email communication on Friday the 7th of November, so last Friday, just before the weekend, which has more detail on our approach and how it might apply to you. If you haven't received it and you'd like to, please contact us on the email address on the screen. If you miss it, it is on the last slide when we'll come to questions, so it'll be up there. And if you're a reprocessor based in Scotland, Northern Ireland or Wales, please do contact them if you have questions about their approach to inputs or outputs. And likewise, their contact details are all going to be up on the final slide as well, which will stay on the screen while we do questions. And now I'm passing to Jackie from EE. You're just on mute. Sorry, Jackie.
Sorry, apologies everyone. Hi, I'm Jackie, the product manager working on the delivery team building this digital service. Could we go on to the next slide, please? Thank you. This slide just shows a bit of a diagram of the data flow that Callum was sort of alluding to earlier. The data captured in the summary log will fall into three categories. It's either specific for reporting, it's an input to the waste balance, or it helps support regulatory auditing activities and compliance. The data required for the monthly reports is called out explicitly in the 2024 regulations, and you can see the screenshot on the side there. Regulators require the data to be recorded at a load level in the summary log, and then this information is then aggregated to support your monthly reporting obligations. Depending on your accreditation type, one of the tonnage columns in the summary log will feed into your waste balance, which in turn allows you to issue PRNs or PERNs. The data on issued PRNs will also feed into your monthly report for you to sign off. The submitted summary log file will be accessible to regulators for review and analysis. Could you go on to the next slide? Here is our first view of the summary log, a zoomed out view of the cover sheet and the first tab for a reprocessor issuing on waste received on input. As we go through, I'll highlight the key differences for those issuing on output, as the template will be very similar, and we'll take a look at the exporter summary log in a moment. But before we go into the details, I'll just give you a quick overview. So it's a spreadsheet in an Excel format. There's in-sheet data validation to support accurate entry. Integrating with other reporting tools or data sources to feed into your summary log is something that you may wish to consider that will help to minimise manual entry. We understand that some of the data may originate from photos and scanned documents, and this is going to extracting the structured data from that may present challenges for you. You will use the same file throughout your accreditation period, resubmitting it each time and adding new rows as waste is received. You can submit the file to the digital service whenever you wish to update your waste balance, but at least once a month to populate your monthly report. And although this sheet may appear complex, we'll break it down step by step and go through it in a bit of detail. So the cover sheet here just requires your material type, the registration number and accreditation number, and then you shouldn't need to touch that again. That's just once. And then this first tab here focuses on waste received, as we said, one row per load. And the tab is divided into three sections, and I'm going to go into those three sections in detail on the next slide. So you can see here, you've got the three sections clearly broken down. One is about waste balance, the second is reporting, and the second is about the audit and compliance. So section one here, it captures key data arrival, the material type, the weights, and the recyclable proportion. Once this section in its entirety is completed and the summary log is submitted, then the tonnage of recyclable proportion of the UK packaging waste received for recycling will be added to your waste balance. To update your waste balance, all of these fields will need a value, no blanks or nulls. You may need to enter some zeros, for example, if the tare weight is zero, if the load didn't arrive on a lorry. I want to highlight the importance of you knowing how you're going to calculate the recyclable proportion, whether using national protocols, actual weights, or site-specific methodology. And if this is unclear, you'll need to speak to your regulator while agreeing in your sampling inspection plans. This is also the tonnage of UK packaging waste received for recycling, which appears in the monthly report. So for those issuing on input, this section serves two purposes. However, completion is a requirement for those issuing on output too, as it feeds into the monthly report. Section 2 captures the supplier information required for monthly reporting, and Section 3, those audit and compliance fields. So just to reiterate that this Section 1 will drive the waste balance if you're on input, but those issuing on output will also be needing to complete this at the same level of detail. The next slide. So this tab will is about reprocessed packaging waste that leaves your site. For those accredited on input, this tab won't affect your waste balance or your monthly report. For those accredited on output, the tonnage recorded here is what will be driving your waste balance. And onto the final tab for those issuing on input. Here we have a slide about waste that is sent on. So i.e. waste that was recorded as received for recycling, but it hasn't been reprocessed. So we consider this to be an exception path, and it's not expected to be frequently used. For those accredited on input, any waste recorded here will be deducted from your waste balance. Destination details are included in the monthly report and the final field to support audit and compliance. If you are issuing an output, this data won't feed into your monthly will feed into your monthly report, but it doesn't affect your waste balance. So that's all of the data for the reprocessor on input. I think now we move on to the exporter log.
Slide 12.
Okay. So again, you can see the slide, the cover slide, same as before. And here we only have two tabs for an exporter. The first one, waste received and exported. The second tab, waste not exported and sent on to another facility. And the three tabs align. You'll hopefully see a pattern with what we've just walked through for the reprocessor on input. So this first tab, there's quite a lot going on here. You can see, again, I'm going to dive into the field level in a bit more detail. So on the next slide, you'll see sections 1 and 2. Section 1, again, the dates, material type, weights, recyclable proportion and export details. And once this whole section is completed, including the date received at the overseas reprocessing site, then the tonnage is added to your waste balance. It's important that important to note that if waste is exported directly to an overseas reprocessing site, then it's the tonnage exported that will drive your waste balance. And if exported via an interim site, the tonnage arriving at the overseas reprocessing site must be recorded and is added to the base waste balance. And these sections feed into the monthly report as well. Section 2 again, the supplier data for the monthly report. The next slide, please. Section 3 for the exporter. This is the data required by the regulators for audit and compliance. And while completion of this section is not mandatory for issuing PRNs or submitting reports, the regulators do expect it to be completed. On to the next slide, please. We've got the waste sent on for the exporters, which should look familiar. The tab records waste not exported, and again we're expecting this to be the exception and not frequently used. And it's for those and this won't affect the waste balance necessarily, because your waste balance will only be updated when waste is received at the overseas reprocessing site, but it is required for the monthly report. That is your guide of the summary logs for a reprocessor and exporter. Who am I handing over to next?
I think that'll be me, Jackie. Hi, everyone. It's Zoe Clark from the Environment Agency. So I'm just going to run through these few points of what this means for you. So the first point, specific circumstances. So when unique or complex situations arise, this is where your sampling and inspection plan becomes essential. That obviously shows how you demonstrate your processes, and then the process that it outlines will determine what summary log template you need to use. Your sampling and inspection plan provides details of how materials are handled, sampled and verified, showing that your process remains compliant and consistent. So that helps us assess your applications. If you do have concerns around specific circumstances, you can, of course, always talk to your regulator. So the second point here is data reporting requirements. I'm sure you are all aware at this point that the PEPR regs make data reporting mandatory for both registered and accredited reprocessors and exporters. PEPR aims to be more data-driven, so we do require more data than we did under previous regulations. This spreadsheet template helps standardise how that data is recorded and allows regulators to analyse and review those submissions much more efficiently than we were able to on the previous MPWD system. In terms of record keeping, the summary logs capture most of the key data that will feed into the reports that you must submit to regulators. But you must still retain your full audit trail to support it, including details about how the packaging was supplied, recycled or exported, so that we do have a clear trail of how that waste has been treated. It's also worth noting any information submitted to us has been verified and submitted by an approved person. You'll also need to report average PRN or PERN revenue under the reporting obligations, but this isn't in the summary log. So again, a reminder here to make sure you're keeping your records. In terms of quarterly, monthly reporting, summary logs provide most of the key data which feeds into your reports, but you will still need to go onto the service and check, verify and submit your quarterly or monthly reports. Obviously, quarterly is for registered reprocessors and exporters, and monthly is for accredited. I think the next slide is with Beth. If we could move on to that, please.
Thank you, Zoe, and afternoon, everyone. I'm Beth. I'm one of the digital advisors working in DEFRA on the new digital service for reprocessors and exporters. And this slide is intended as a bit of a look ahead for the first quarter of 2026 and the different reporting requirements you'll need to carry out on each digital platform. So, as previously discussed, the summary logs will form most of the key data required under the new regulations, alongside the additional information you'll be required to provide, outlined by Zoe on the last slide, needed for these quarterly and monthly reports. So we'll start with the top line for MPWD, and this is only applicable if you are a currently accredited operator using the service and holding an accreditation for 2025. And you'll see on the 28th of February next year, you'll be required to submit your final annual reports for those 2025 accreditations. So this will be done on MPWD, as you have been doing for all of your activity this year. And at that point, there'll be no further reporting requirements for you on MPWD after that point. We'll move on to the EPR service line just underneath now, so you'll see that that's kind of running in parallel. And starting in January, you'll begin to start recording your waste, as demoed on the previous slides, through your summary log. And you'll also be able to start raising PRNs and PERNs on the service for 2026. And then starting in February, you will be required to begin submitting your first monthly reports under the new regulations if you are an accredited operator. And they will be due on the 21st of each month to cover activity for the previous month. So as you can see from the bullet points, sort of like signposts, they will follow and be repeated on the 21st of March, April, May and so forth throughout the year. And then for registered operators, you'll be required to report quarterly instead. So therefore, your first reports will be due on the 21st of April to cover the previous quarter. I'll now move on to the next slide and hand over to our next speaker, who will be covering PRNs and PERNs in 2026 in a bit more detail.
Thanks, Beth. That's back over to me, Zoe, at the Environment Agency. So this is, yeah, a little about raising and issuing PRNs. So starting with your waste balance, this will be populated by the data uploaded from your summary logs. The waste balance is only applicable to accredited operators rather than registered. So those are our accredited reprocessors on inputs, accredited reprocessors on outputs, and accredited exporters for waste exported to overseas sites. Note that as an exporter, you can only add to your waste balance for waste which has been received at the overseas site. you can update your waste balance every time you upload the summary log, and that is upload rather than submit, just to clarify there. You're in control of how much you want to update and upload your summary log. To add to your balance, you will have to have completed all fields in section one for the row that you want to add to your waste balance. Once you've completed that, then you should get a figure in the tonnage of UK packaging waste received recycling column that can be added to your waste balance for the particular row that you have completed. From that, you can then raise and issue your PRNs and PERNs from that available waste balance. For those accredited in previous years, that process is very much the same concept as MPWD, so hopefully you can be reassured that it's fairly familiar. I think we can then move on to the next slide, and is that back to you, Jackie?
Hi, yes, I just wanted to quickly give everyone a sneaky peek of what the service might look like. This is prototype designs of the PRN flow at the moment that we're working on. And hopefully it feels quite familiar because we've followed gov.uk designs. Hopefully, yeah, the look and feel should be familiar and they're quite intuitive to use. And the flow, I think, is quite familiar from MPWD. This here would just be, as you went to create a PRN, you would enter the tonnage, you would say who you were issuing it to, and issue a notes if you wanted to, and then check before you submit, and then you can create your PRN. So it is ready for your PRN signatory to be able to authorise it. And on the next slide, I've got the next steps. We have, this is what we're thinking would be sort of like a PRN management sort of homepage, where you can see you've got a list of all your PRNs that are awaiting action. So here you could select the PRN that was awaiting authorisation if you were the PRN signatory. You would select that. You could see the details on the PRN just to reassure yourself, and then select authorise and issue. So, and then that PRN would then be available for the producer or compliance scheme to accept. We're sort of looking into ways at the moment showing the available waste balance and the total waste balance. So hopefully it all feels really familiar and a lot of the terms are the same. And with the gov.uk sort of styling, it will hopefully be a really intuitive workflow for everybody. That's all on that one.
Thank you, Jackie, and it's back to me again. So on this slide, I'm going to run very briefly through what you can expect in terms of access to the new digital service as we move into 2026. So we will begin onboarding people to the new service by January, and exact times of this for each user and organisation are still being determined, but we will be in touch using the contact details you have provided in your registration applications. So this will be your approved persons, your registration contacts and your PRN signatories. All of these users will have access to the system and have the ability to record waste and upload the summary logs. We're also working on providing the ability to add other users as required, including consultants. So we've heard your feedback about access to consultants, particularly regarding those that operate across multiple different organisations. And we're really keen to find a solution that works well for you. And we plan to allow for one consultant to be able to switch between organisations. In terms of what you can do next, just to help you prepare a bit, you can start thinking about who in your organisation will need to have access to the service. Obviously, for large organisations, you might need to have a few more people with ability to do things on the service than smaller organisations. And it would also be really helpful while doing that to have a think about the different tasks that they'll need to perform. So whether that's uploading summary logs, raising and issuing PRNs, or uploading the monthly reports, for instance. I think that's it for that slide, but I'll move on to the next one, which will be about how you can stay informed in the run-up to January, because we'll obviously be looking to communicate with you a lot over the coming weeks and months. So this slide just provides a quick reminder overview of how you can kind of keep in touch with us and keep up to date with the latest updates, particularly as we kind of increase the frequency of communications in line with onboarding to the service. So regulator emails are one channel which will be mainly used for prompts, reminders and information regarding compliance and obligations. And they're also used to help boost defra messages too and to communicate new changes and updates to the guidance pages. On that note, we'll be working with the regulator colleagues across the board to update our guidance page with more information in the run-up to January, particularly including further information on the summary log templates, as we've covered today, to make sure we're covering all the different templates for different operating activity. As we've discussed today, as we've only released the demo, the accredited exporter and accredited reprocessor on inputs in this call. We will also aim to provide how-to tutorials for key bits of functionality to introduce you to the service, and these will be shared as they become available for use online. There'll be a useful port of call for top-level questions and general understanding, but if you have any follow-ups, then we always have help desk support available. In the bottom left, I've linked them. So that is the DEFRA EPR help desk for technical queries about the digital service, and then the relevant regulator contacts for the formulations, and you'll see them in the bottom left there. Finally, just wanted to call out as well that we have the DEFRA Joint Stakeholder Forums and the Circular Economy newsletters, which are released monthly, and they will be important for critical kind of important updates that you need to stay aware of, and high level things as they are released. So keep an eye on these channels over the coming months, the latest information, and if you need the link to subscribe to the DEFRA Circular Economy newsletter, we'll make sure to put that in the chat for you. I'll now hand back over to Equal Experts for a few slides on user research before we take your questions at the end. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Yes, my name's Rachel Gage. I am user researcher with DEFRA. And you may already know me if you are one of the 65 people who has already given us feedback. If you could just move on to the next slide for me, Yasmin. Thanks. Yes. So user research is really important to us. We believe that in order to create a digital service that works best for you, we do need to speak to you. And that is why we have so far spoken to 46 different companies across the last few months. And we've done this by visiting you at your sites, your reprocessor sites, at your offices, if you're an exporter. We have been conducting online remote interviews as well. We've sent out a survey, which some of you may have seen and responded to, in order to get a view of the landscape of how digital those working in UK packaging waste are when it comes to keeping records. And we have been running sessions in which you have helped us create diagrams of your processes. You've usability tested our prototypes, some of those screens that Jackie was showing you earlier. And all of this has allowed us to make changes and improvements to the service as we're designing it. Saying that we have been speaking to lots of different people, we have not actually managed to speak to anyone who is an aluminium reprocessor or a steel reprocessor yet. So if that is you and you would like to get involved, please do get in touch, and we will be posting those contacts in to you soon, and also I've got a slide later on just to let you know how you can get in contact with us as well. So on the next slide, I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you very much to everyone who has participated already. We really can't build the service for you without you. So we do appreciate all that time you have volunteered and given to us already. And getting to know you has really helped us. And on the next slide, just want to tell you a little bit of what we have, how we've gotten to know you so far. So we've discovered and we understand that every company is unique. Not only are you broken down by, do you differ in if you're reprocessing or exporting or both, we also see how the materials of UK packaging affects your processes and affects how you keep records. We've also seen that your size, whether how many lorry loads of UK packaging material taking in a week and what that relates to in tons, how that affects the records you're keeping as well as your physical processes, the products you're creating, and also there's many factors affecting how you are interacting with your regulators. So when we have heard this feedback from all of these different user types, all these different groups, we can see on the next slide that an example of how we are trying to then implement our findings into the designs. So on the next slide, you can see how we try to find what everyone is saying in common and make changes. So this example is just a small example where we have heard you saying and telling us how on the ground, how it really works when you are trying to authorise a PRN, the steps you take internally to your organisation, your company, and externally, and the different timings that takes. And that has influenced us to go away from our original design of a service in which you would choose a specific person to authorise your PRNs internally to the digital service, whereas now we're going to go with a design that's more flexible and allows anyone who does have that authority to do so to come in and authorise the PRN. My last point that I wanted to make just on the last slide is just to let you know how it is you can get in touch with us. We will be continuing to talk to you throughout this year and do research with you into the next year as well, as the service goes live. And if you'd like to get involved with that, you can by signing up to our online user panel or by contacting us directly at wasteuserresearch@defra.gov.uk with any feedback or any specific types of research you would like to be involved in. And if you keep an eye out in your emails as well, when we do want to speak to perhaps a specific type of reprocessor of a specific material, you may see those emails coming through from your regulators as well. We're really grateful when you're able to take part in that. The next round of research we will be doing coming up in this month will be one where we would like to come out to your site and sit next to you to see how you are going to be interacting with these summary log templates, how you're getting the data from your system into the template. So if you'd be interested in that, please do sign up or get in touch. Really appreciate it. And with that, I will pass back to Huda.
Thank you so much, Rachel. And thank you to all of our presenters today. I'm happy for us to move on to the Q&A section, and I can see lots of you have been posting lots of questions in the Q&A function, which is great. The first one that we have is, when reporting PRN revenue, if assigning PRNs for your own obligation, is it fine to put a zero value to PRNs? And I think we've got Lucy on call to take that one.
Hi, yes, good question, thank you. So the regulations, this is in the conditions of accreditation, the PRN price, it's talking about the previous calendar month, and the regulations ask for the average price. So if you were selling PRNs to yourself for £0, and that was all of them, and that would be £0, so that's fine, you would put zero. But say you issued most of them to yourself, you had some left over and sold them for actual money, then it would just be the average of that. So it's perfectly fine if you're just supplying your own PRNs to meet your own producer obligation. Just reflect what's accurate.
Thank you, Lucy. Our next question is, once Section 1 is complete and uploaded, if there's a change in the following months, can this be made to the original line that has been input? And I think we've got Ian on the call to take this one. Or do we have any other colleagues on the call to take this one?
I don't mind fielding this one. Sorry, it's Charlotte.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Sorry. So once the Section 1's been uploaded, if you need to make a waste adjustment, there will be a process for doing that. It may affect your reported data for that month if it's been uploaded and then that report has been submitted. So, yes, there will be the ability to make changes to submitted lines. It won't necessarily be by just changing the existing line, but there will be a process.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. And I don't know if you can take this next one too. If you forget a line, can you add it later in the year?
I can try. So yes, you can add it later in the year. If it affects a previously closed reporting month period, you might need to resubmit that reporting month.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. I'll just have a look if we've got any other questions in the chat that we can answer.
I don't mind taking the API one as well, just to say it's something we're looking at. We definitely want to make this as easy as possible, and please do reach out, but I can't make an absolute commitment that we'll have an API at this stage, but it's definitely something we're looking at to make things as usable as possible.
Thank you, Charlotte. If you guys have any more questions, please do carry on sending them through and we'll see if the colleagues are on call. If not, we'll do our best to take them away and get back to you. I can see no more questions are coming through. The colleagues are very kindly put on their contacts on the slide, so please feel free to get in touch. This is the end of this webinar. Thank you so much for attending and thank you to our speakers for your time. We look forward to working with you all again. Thank you very much. Ooh.